Blog Talk Radio.
Life, love, and wellness.
Necessarily the views held by the network itself. Please use discretion when tuning in. Thank you.
Hello, everybody. Greetings and welcome to Truthful Tuesdays right here on Life, Love, and Wellness with Sandy Rogers Show. And you know, I am Sandy, so I get to be your hostess for this evening. I get so excited every Tuesday because I have the absolute best guest in the world that offer to come on and share their expertise with you, the listener. So sit back. We've got a great, great, empowering show for you tonight, featuring our younger people. So I'm so excited for them to be a part. But you know, there's always a couple of things that we do first. And what we always start off with our days, hopefully every day, is giving thanks to our ancestors for them always being with us, and especially on Tuesday nights, because sometimes we discuss issues that are not talked about in an open environment. You know, people may whisper about what we talk, but we want to make sure that we bring everything to light here on Life, Love, and Wellness, the Sandy Rogers Show. So you'll get a variety of different topics here, and it's our pleasure to do that. And so next we do, let's go back and give proper respect to our ancestors, though. I'm moving along too fast because I love when the children are here. I'm sorry, when the young people are here, because they give so much energy to the show. And so I'm just going to slow myself down just a tad bit. So ancestors, we want to make sure that we fully acknowledge you and give you all the praise and respect and honor that you desire and deserve. And we pay that tribute to you. So we love you now, we love you today, and we love you forever. Ashe, ashe. So next we take time and we kind of anchor ourselves in what I like to call affirmative reading. And it's kind of letting off today's whatever happened so that we all come together in a united energy. And so these are what I call daily inspirations that I've written, and you can find them at revsandy.wordpress.com if you're interested in receiving them on a daily basis. So this particular message that I'm reading today is called Friends, and it says, our friends are our presence from God. They are our earthly angels. They have come to protect and guide us through life. They have come to offer us unconditional love and acceptance just as we are. I treasure friendships and friends. My friends are a reflection of who I am. My friends are of varying ages and ethnic backgrounds. My friends encompass the globe of life. Some I have known for a lifetime, while others I am just beginning to share with. Either way, they have chosen to show up in my life. It always feels good to reconnect with them. Has your heart stopped when you see a friend who has been absent from your life for a long time, seeing them again is like a brisk breath of fresh air. And all you want to do is embrace them with all the love that you have for them. Friends are joy. Friends are special. Friends are God's gift to us. And again, that's just simply daily inspirational thoughts to help us get along in this valley, this journey of life, and sometime in those valley areas. So thank you. And that, again, can be found at revsandy.wordpress.com. I had to kind of take a breather in between there. I get so excited when the youth of Sting comes to be a guest on the show, because they are so full of all the energy that we need to accomplish anything that we set out to. So, but before we bring them to the stage for them to share with you whatever their hearts desire, we stand in support and recognition of their different gifts. So we don't have a single subject for tonight. We're just listening and being support to our young people. So audience, you know, you're invited to join in the discussion as well, right? And so we invite your comments and questions and whatever you have to say. And our intention is always to allow every voice to be heard. But we will be giving the attention to our youth tonight. So just make sure that we kind of balance that out. Our number here, in case you did not call in, is 516-531-9819. And then you would just simply press 1 on your dial to let us know you want to speak live on air with us. And then once I open up your line, I hardly ever will disconnect you unless there's a lot of background noise. So if you would just be mindful of your background noise, because a lot of people listen to our shows repeatedly. They want to hear what the guests have to say. Some people don't stay up quite this late, and they listen to it at another time. So just make sure you put your phone on mute if you're not speaking, or I may need to mute your line for you. So I just want to make sure that we do that. We just want to make sure we have the best quality of playback for our future listeners. So it's all about life. It's all about love, and it's all about wellness. And again, we're talking to our youth tonight, and we know that our youth lives matter. And we also know beyond a shadow of a doubt that it takes a village to accomplish the support of them in their dreams, desires, or just being able to have a voice. Because I remember growing up, I was not always allowed to speak, and that was just the time. It wasn't because of my parents or anything like that, but children just were not allowed to speak. And so we kind of went into adulthood not really knowing what our voices sounded like, if that makes sense to you. So we're offering a platform to the young people of STEAM for them to come and to start practicing using their voice right here on Life, Love, and Wellness, the Sandy Rogers Show. So I'm going to take a quick break, and then when we come back, I'm opening up the lines to our youth, and we're going to see what they have to say. I'll be right back with you guys.
It's like you're looking through a telescope. You see where you're going to be.
All right, y'all know that was Mary, Mary, go get it. And young people, I need for you guys to give me a new song to play the next time you come online with me, because I'm old school, and so I don't have any new music. So if you would do that for me, I would greatly appreciate it. So welcome back, everybody, to Life, Love, and Wellness, the Sandy Rogers Show. Tonight we are showcasing the youth of Sting Incorporated, because we are celebrating our youth, knowing that their lives matter and that we all serve in this village that supports and encourages them. And so we're going to start with the founder of Sting, Miss Geneva Vanderhorst, and let her come on and explain to us what Sting is, who it serves, and then we'll open up the line to whatever, whomever you are more than happy to participate. Youth, all the youth that's out there in online waiting to speak. And so, Miss Geneva, welcome to the show, and thank you for being with us tonight.
Sandy Rogers, thank you for consistently giving us a voice. Thank you for having us on tonight for our annual Sting show. I wanted to say a few things about Sting, and then I'm going to just sit back and listen to our leaders. All of our Sting youth are leaders, so you're not going to have to beg them to come on. They will gladly come on and talk about themselves, probably talk a little bit about how they managed through this the past pandemic. We've had a tough year, but we managed to get through it. So, again, I'm Geneva Vanderhorst. Thank you, everyone, for coming on tonight. Sting, Inc. was founded in 2009 in South Cobb County, Georgia. The acronym Sting stands for Steering Triumphant Innovators of the Next Generation. And our mission is to advance the intellectual and social conditions of young people through quality programs and to equip them to envision future possibilities, increase academic performance, and empower each student for success. Our vision is to provide educational and social programs and to enhance the abilities of young people to live productive and balanced lives. And our goal, Sandy, is to make a difference in the lives of youth and encourage them to live productive and balanced lives. Although we are located in South Cobb County, Georgia, we have students from all around the metro area, and we have a satellite location, a second location, in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, that's headed by Dr. LaCrisha Terrence. Some of our collaborators, individuals that we partner with, are other small nonprofit organizations like Safe Place Atlanta, Landing Lives, Destiny's Daughters of Promise. We thrive on River Center Renters Association. We are proud members of the Austell Community Task Force, the Powder Springs Community Task Force, the Greater South Cobb Kiwanis, and we meet monthly at the in the community room of the Powder Springs United Methodist Church. Sting, Inc. was the winner of the 2020 Cobb NAACP MLK Living the Dream Award, and we wrote a book last year during the pandemic. The book is available on Amazon, and the name of it is College Funding Stories, Tips, and scholarship list. I'd like to give you a few of the leadership sessions that we will have for the upcoming school year. We will begin on August 15th. Believe it or not, Cobb County schools start on August the 2nd. So we will begin on August 15th with our 2021-2022 leadership session and our curriculum. So we will be bringing individuals from the community in to speak to our students on anger management, bullying, human trafficking, civic engagement, essay writing, public speaking, etiquette, financial literacy, life skills, scholarship search and submission workshops, career counseling, and we participate in mentoring, tutoring, and this year we're adding a few things. We will be adopting a mile to help clean up our community. We will do that every other month. Also, during the fall, we break away and we take the girls, then the boys, then the moms on a fall retreat. It's a 3-day weekend retreat. Also, we participate in vision board events, and we have senior citizens initiatives, which include filling their food pantry at the Galleria Manor Senior Living in Smyrna, Georgia. We also have spa day, movie night, and we teach them how to use their technology. This past spring, in collaboration with Turning Point Industries, we presented Parent University once a month, which were sessions for our parents. All of these were held on Zoom. We also have participated yearly in the Shoebox Project in conjunction with the United Way. And for 9 years, we have traveled on college tour road trips. The last two trips were held virtually on Zoom. That's 2020 and 2021. Next spring break, we will be traveling to Washington, D.C. That will be between April 2nd and April 9th. During this college tour road trip, we will be touring Howard University, George Washington University, Hampton University, Norfolk State University, North Carolina A&T, Bennett College, Johnson C. Smith, and Clemson University. This year, we are relaunching our YouTube channel, where we will have weekly updates that will be provided by our parents and our students. We are currently writing a grant to collaborate with churches, other organizations, and agencies to present a preventing underage drinking and substance abuse program. At this time, we're currently recruiting 6th through 12th graders, and we always need volunteers and sponsors. I can be reached at 404-625-6543. My email address is Geneva, G-E-N-E-V-A, at stinginc.org. And our website is www.stinginc.org. If you desire to volunteer, there's a volunteer form that you can complete. And, of course, if you desire to donate, we are nonprofit. We operate on the blessings of donations. We did receive several grants this year from the Cobb EMC Foundation and from the Cobb Community Emergency Assistance Block Grant. Those grants went to provide food for the residents at Galleria Manor Senior Living and Walton Reserve Senior Living in Austell. So, Sandy, that's just a glimpse of who we are. We are currently working on our curriculum. We have 4 amazing summer interns that are all college students. They will be speaking tonight about their journey. They will be telling you who they are. And they are helping us to revamp and to get ready for the fall 2021-2022 school session. So thank you, Sandy, again, for always opening your door to us, and we always appreciate you. Thank you very much.
Geneva, it's such a pleasure for me to host a show featuring the STEAM youth. For those of you that are listening,
all you need to do is to be around this group of people, and they speak so eloquently. They're very proud. They have an opinion. They are able to voice that. They have been exposed to a number of different experts that are here in the field that can provide knowledge to them, and they share that very freely with others that come around. When they are called upon at the meetings that I've attended, at STEAM, no one is ever shy or bashful about adding to the conversation at hand. And Geneva, I cannot believe it's been 12 years. I am so proud of the work that you guys are doing over there.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Sandy. And we want to thank you for always coming out to speak to our students. We thank you for participating in our open house that we I think it was June. I'm sorry, time passes so fast. That was April.
I know, right?
In April. Yes, April, we had our open house. Thank you so much for coming, and thank you for your generous donation from your group, your Women
yes.
Wellness Group. We appreciate it so very much. And as always, you can see where STEAM's money goes. We place our money into our students, and they are sitting at the ready right now, Sandy, for you to call
all right.
call
That's
upon them so that they can share. Yes, yes, yes.
All
I'm
right.
so excited.
All you have to do is to hit one on your dial, and the first one that does it, I'm opening up your line. So whatever order you want to go in, I understand. Here we go. So I have 678-882. Go right in here, please. Tell us who you are.
Hi,
yeah.
Hi, I'm Jada Foot. I'm a STEAM intern, and I am an upcoming freshman at North Carolina A&T. I work with Ms. Geneva in STEAM Inc. along with my great friend, Victoria Essay. We help students through the transition of high school to college and just maneuvering through the high school process successfully, helping students to take advantage of every opportunity in front of them. While being a STEAM intern, it has fueled my drive to help other students have access to college education, which has led me to creating my own scholarship business called Scholar World, in which I help students through the college application process, identifying scholarships that best fit them, and providing guidance in their essays. While being an intern for STEAM Eat this past summer, I've learned lots of things that can help me help other students get where they think they may cannot be. As a recipient of over $600,000 in scholarships, I feel like I am able to help others through the STEAM Eat program and my own. Thank you.
Oh, well, thank you, Jada. That's pretty impressive. So you found funding, $600,000 that you're sharing with the college students?
No, ma'am. I'm the recipient of over $600,000 in scholarships.
You are. Okay. Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
That is super. Yes. So what's your field of study?
I'm going into business information technology.
Excellent. Well, thank you, Jada.
Yes,
are you complete?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. So we're going moving on to the next person at 972-201.
Hello, this is Lucretia Parent.
Okay, Lucretia.
Hi, this is Lucretia. I am the director of Louisiana STEAM, and I just wanted to introduce two students that I have here with us today. We're glad, excited, and we appreciate your time spending with us today. I have Jace, and Jace is going to tell you a little bit about herself, and then I have Rajay Hollins, and she's going to tell you a little bit about herself.
Thank you.
Hi, I'm Jace Ferguson. I attend Liberty Magnet High School, and I am a Baton Rouge ambassador and one of the first Louisiana Sting Incorporated members. I will be speaking on the college component of the program this evening. So basically through the college component, we attend workshops and we get information on scholarships such as FAFSA, stuff of that sort. And we also get information on the different colleges and that focus on our specific majors that we would like to major in when we get into college and what we would want to be when we grow up. We go through college tours and stuff in that sort. And they just also teach us, like, personal stuff in general as being a teenager and also through the adulthood. And now I'll pass the phone to Rajay Hollins.
Hi, my name is Rajay Hollins. I'm 16 years old, and I attend Terre High, and I am an upcoming senior. I have been in the STEAM program since 2019. I'm an original member, and I am currently an ambassador. I plan to major in computer science or law school. And from this youth program, I have learned many different qualities to become a better student. I'm currently in an internship at IBM, and with the guidance of our directors, Lucretia Terrence, and many more, I know the importance of leadership and commitment and so much more, and I'm inspired to be more and take advantage of every learning opportunity to get better. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Ms. Collins.
And
Dr. Lucretia and Jay Ferguson for sharing with us from Louisiana. That is so powerful that the program has an arm in the beautiful state of Louisiana. That's where my family is from. So I'm so proud and pleased to have you as part of the show tonight. And I appreciate let's see. So, Ms. Collins, you're an IBM intern for the summer?
Yes, ma'am.
Is that correct? Okay.
Yes, ma'am, for IBM.
Yeah, awesome.
And I'm in a group.
Go ahead.
Oh, I'm in a group with a lot of other people, and I'm really excited for this STEAM program. And what it will become.
Great. And you can brag that you are part of the original team too, right?
Yes, ma'am.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Well, thank you, and welcome to the family.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. And Dr. Lucretia, thank you so much for being the arm in Louisiana to bring more youth into the program. That's exactly, I know Geneva's talked about expansion for a while, so thank you so much for serving in that role.
You are so welcome, and I'm just excited to be a part of this program. As an educator, I've actually been teaching for 20 years and now stepping into an even greater role to impact our students. It's just one of the many accomplishments that I really wanted to kind of serve in, whether I get, now they say as teachers we work hard and whether we see the fruit of what we do or not, I actually get to see the fruit happening before I actually, within my students, and I don't get to see that often. I have to wait till they graduate. And so I see impact being made right now. So I'm just excited to be a part of this mentoring program and college. And then we started Baton Rouge Ambassadors, which making them become leaders now and not just waiting. And as they become those leaders, they have to do community events. They have to do speaking engagements and then reach back. I even started this year where they have to reach back and mentor an elementary student. So, we just really been trying to push hard and make our founder proud, of course, and just keeping up the great event that has been happening in Atlanta.
Well, thank you so much. That's so awesome. From
Louisiana, you guys, Dr. Lucretia and her two students that she brought on with her. So we're going to continue, so you guys just hang in there, please. Our next caller or participant is 678-368. You want to give us your name and tell us who you are.
Hi, yes. Can you hear me quite well?
I can.
All right. Well, good evening. My name is Joy Butler. I am a rising college junior at Oglethorpe University in the fall, majoring in physics, with the dual degree program, I apologize, with physics and mechanical engineering. And I just want to talk about my experience this thing and how grateful I am to be able to be a part of this program. STING has helped me, of course, with public speaking and also the mentorship aspect and also being able to finally decide where I wanted to go for college and how to get scholarships to get through college. Also, just being able to find what I wanted to do and be able to just find, well, I'm sorry. I'm just so excited. Just, to say, but I'm just grateful to be a part of this program. I'm also a STING intern as well, and I wanted to become an intern because I wanted to be able to give back to the program that's helped me so much, and I wanted to be able to help the future students who are also going on whatever path that they decide to go. And STING supports that, whether you want to go to trade school or whether you want to go into the military or whether you want to go to college, STING is with you every step of the way and will make sure that you have the resources that you need to be able to do whatever that you want to accomplish. So I just wanted to say thank you again for having me, and thank you.
Well, thank you, Joy, and I really appreciate you sharing your story with us, and I'm not really sure how many other people would agree with me, but to going in and majoring in mechanical engineering and physics is a career or a choice that I don't hear about a lot. So I salute you on that. And were you a part of the college funding, the book that you guys wrote last year, the college funding stories and tips?
I was not, but my mother was. She shared her story.
Okay. Yeah. So because I want to make sure that the audience that's listening, and make sure that you go online to Amazon and support STING with the purchase of the book. And I will get the full title once again from Geneva, but what I got so far was college funding stories and tips. But I believe there's some additional words to the funding, I mean, to the title. All right, Joy, well, look, we send you with our best prayers for a very easy time at Oglethorpe, and we appreciate you for the work that you're doing and reaching back and touching the children, the younger ones as well.
Thank you for having me.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. So our next person is area code 786355. Would you tell us who you are and your participation with STING, please?
Hi, I'm Idalia Chesamark, and I go to Southern University A&M College in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, and my major is social work. And I just wanted to call in and say thank you to both you, Miss Sandy, and Miss Geneva for just following your dream and helping everyone grow around you. And just giving back to the community around you guys and having a platform where all different types of ages are allowed to express themselves. So, thank you.
Oh, you're so sweet. So back in 2018, I stepped out and did an online wellness webinar for 10 days. And Idalia's sister, Elizabeth, was actually one of our younger individuals that shared their wellness testimony. And Adelia was a little youngster at the time. And so I just met her again a few months ago, and she is now a graduated senior, and she is going to Southern University. I am so proud of her and her accomplishments, and I wish you well, Adelia, and remember, stay in contact and let us know. But she is truly serving in a leadership role over there at Sting as well. So tell us, what do you do with Sting?
Well, for the summer, I was helping Miss Geneva set up her new office and just, you know, being a helping hand because I was, you know, over there and trying to do what I could and stepped in for Miss Geneva for, like, different things. And actually, I actually went to Southern University because Miss Geneva, like, helped me learn more about the program and things that they do there. It's actually going to be my sophomore year coming up, so I'm excited about that.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
And thank you so much for what you do to help others out as well. We got another, yes, ma'am, 678-651. You want to give us your name and tell us your story, please.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello. Hi, everyone. My name is Breon Perkins. I'm an upcoming graduating senior that attends Bennett College for Women in Greensboro, North Carolina. And my major is political science, and I've been a member for Sting for about over, I guess, 8 years or so. I went on the first college tour ever that was hosted with Sting Inc., and now I'm also a Sting Inc. advisory board member as well. Some of my accolades is I was called Collaborative Volunteer of the Year. While I've been it, I've been president and vice president of the Wonder Girls Mentorship Program, as well became a member of Sigma Gamma Rho Sorority Incorporated. And my aspirations after undergrad would be to attend law school.
That's awesome. And you've been with Sting almost the whole time.
For
eight years, right?
Basically, I'm also the daughter of Miss Monica Delinsky, so I went with my mom as well.
Well, you know what? They say the fruit doesn't fall far from the tree, so you're an excellent example of that. Well, we wish you well at Bennett College and with your political science. And also doing your additional work in becoming a lawyer. And we salute you, ma'am. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes, yes. Our next caller is 678-876. You want to give us your name and what you have to share with us.
Good evening, everyone. My name is Victoria Asa. I'm also an intern with Ms. Breon Perkins, George Butler, and Ms. Dana Foote, the founder of Scholar World. As an intern, I've had the opportunity to connect with many successful individuals with the guidance of Ms. Geneva Vanderhorst. I am also the recipient of the QuestBird Scholarship, which helps first-generation students attend top colleges around the nation by paying for the full cost of attendance of college. I was blessed to be matched with Washington University in St. Louis, and I plan on majoring in neuroscience in the fall. Thank you.
Well, Ms. Victoria, that is excellent. So in the work that you're doing, how many of the graduating seniors do you work with? Do you have, like, a certain quota of individuals, or?
We do not have a certain quota, But I did get the opportunity to meet some of the graduating seniors this past Saturday at the graduation picnic slash cookout that we had. We had the opportunity to speak with many influential individuals in the community, and we got tips and tricks on how to survive college.
Okay. Well, congratulations on your acceptance into Washington University or your continuation there, and we wish you well and send you with all the support and encouragement that you would need in order to be successful. And we know that each one of you guys are already successful, especially from your involvement with STEAM and the different programs that have been created to support you in your endeavors going forward. What would you say, and this is an open-end question for anyone that has already spoken or someone new that would like to come in too, what has been the most important aspect of the STEAM program that you feel in preparation for your life going forward or has helped you in the past to get where you are today?
I think the most important aspect of STEAM is the inclusion of God in everything that we do. I feel like without God, I wouldn't be where I am today. And I know that God will continue to show me the way as I continue my future endeavors.
That's beautiful. And was that Victoria?
Yes, ma'am, it was.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure I recognize your voice a little bit there. So anyone else like to add to that conversation?
I'll answer. This is Rajay.
Okay, thank you.
STEAM has just given me a lot of leadership qualities to go off of. They taught me discipline, commitment, trying to stay myself, and being in the moment. Like, you don't have to, just because of your past, you don't have to do things because of your past, and you don't have to go off of other people and what they say. You could just be yourself and put your mind to it and think about it and be the best you could possibly be. And they just taught me to be myself and really commit to something, and I can do whatever I want and be whatever I want to be.
So how important is that for you?
I would say because I have a lot in my life, there are a lot of people that, I don't know how to explain it, but there are a lot of people in my life, and they're all very supporting. And there are other people, there are people that are, like, going to talk down about you. There's also going to be people that just don't support you at all, and you just have to keep going. And they teach you just how to blank them out, just think about yourself, and find friends, be more social, and become a leader and not be afraid to do anything. Don't be quiet and shy in the corner, or you could just be the person that's the one that starts everything and the one that talks and that gets the whole room chatting. And that's a very important factor to have in life. And especially in the internship, you have to be confident. You can't be scared and little. You have to actually be bold, and you have to talk out. You can't be shy, and you can't be, you just have to be more. You just you have to make sure. That
can't be mushy mouth, right?
Say that again.
Mushy mouth. You got to stand in what you believe in.
Yeah,
that's awesome. Yeah. Well, thank you. Because you will, you know, and we all find that as we live our lives day to day, and as we're faced with more challenges, you know, like with changing lifestyles, like with the shutdown, quarantine situation that we've lived through the last year and a half, and
you know, having some strong foundational principles is very important for you to be able to stand through all of that. So thank you for sharing that. Is there anyone that would like to share what they've dealt with over the past 18 months or so? I mean, like, what has that experience, how has it reflected on your life? How has it impacted your life? No one?
Can you hear me?
Yes.
I believe the way it's impacted my life these last 18 months is our way to find different ways to help people, because as we all went through this, I realized a lot more people my age battle with depression or battle with their own selves and their mind. And the way we were able to find different ways to help each other without actually being in front of each other, that's something that really had an impact on me, because it let me know that we really are there for each other no matter what other countries may think of America or what we may think of America. We still find ways to comfort each other. And when we're battling with ourselves, we let each other know that, you know, we're still here, whether it's just a phone call away, whether it's meeting up with each other but keeping our distance in general. It was the ability to find a way to help each other, even when it may seem impossible due to not being able to come in contact.
That's very important. And so how real is depression with young people?
Oh, it's real. I've seen it in my own friends. I feel like for young people, the ability to have the battle against ourselves, I feel like that battle has been maybe one of the hardest for us personally, because, you know, who really teaches you how to fight that? Besides, it's really between you and God, you, yourself, and God.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sometimes we lose and sometimes we win, but it's our ability to get back up when we lose. So, and our ability, our friends can be our stronghold as well.
So making wise choices with people and placing them in that friend role is very important.
Right, absolutely.
All right. Okay. I know, right? She probably have already put herself on mute. So that's okay, because we're free and flexible here. So I appreciate you guys for answering the questions and adding to the discussion, because it's all about what's on your mind. We want to hear what you have to say. And I'm really interested because, you know, we hear what various departments, governmental agencies, and things like that have to say about our young people. But I want to hear, you know, exactly what's on your mind. What's like, what would you have us as the older people, the more mature population, what would you have us, what would you want us to know that could help and support you? Remember to take your phone off mute for you to be able to answer.
Hello?
Yes.
Okay, this is Joy.
Hey, Joy.
To answer that question, I think just having a simple conversation and then also just listening when we speak. And I know that sounds very simple and basic, but sometimes just having a simple conversation, I think it really does help for the youth and also for the older generation. We can listen to each other and kind of bounce back off of each other, and I think that's especially what we need right now more than anything. So just having a simple conversation, just being able to listen.
That's an excellent point, because I think for many of us it may be difficult to just listen. And so that's a skill that we're working on. So just be aware of that, you know, going forward, that be patient with us. It's like we need to be patient with you, and I appreciate that. Was there someone else had a statement? How can we help you? Geneva, they getting kind of quiet on us tonight, huh?
Hi. Sandy, am I on?
Yes.
Hello?
Yes.
Hello? This is RJ.
Hey, RJ.
Rajay, this is the same person. I was asking the question.
Okay, please.
Yeah, I would say that adults should listen more and communicate better. And that's just not in, like, telling us what to do, but it could also be for just being there for the child, and or just being somebody to listen to. You don't have to tell us. Like, I understand that you're trying to help us all the way, but at the same time, sometimes when you say something, it kind of puts a fear in us, or you just make us feel like, should we do this again? Like, am I wrong? And you may be in the wrong, but at the same time, you just have to be supportive and not just criticize us. You need to have times where you be like, okay, I understand why you did this. But at the same time, you need to do this. You need to do that. And thank you for trying to do this for me. And even though you did it the wrong way, this is the way you should do it. And is that a good example?
I think that's perfect.
Yeah.
So what I hear you saying, in addition to the listening, is to be supportive, have respect in that conversation, that it's a two-way, and to show you appreciation.
Yeah. And to understand that we are still learning and that we know we're still learning and we know what we did wrong. Just tell us that. We know that you did it wrong. I'm not going to tell you what you did wrong. I'm going to tell you what you need to do to get better, or what you need to do to better yourself and what you do the next time. You don't always have to point out the actual conflict, because we know what we did was wrong.
Got you. Okay. So treat you with respect and that you have enough intelligence to know that your actions were perhaps not the best choice that you could have made.
Yeah.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah. Good point. Anybody else? This is your turn. This is your time. How about those over there in Louisiana with Dr. Lucretia? You guys have something to add to that?
That was Louisiana that was talking just now.
Oh, okay.
I do want to share. That's one thing they always share with me, is that in their communities where most of my kids are from, they're judged a lot. and they're judged according to who they're connected to, who their parents are, or just their situation. Mm-hmm. And not necessarily they're being not only being judged, but being held accountable for something they've never been taught. And so that's the biggest assumption, is that our kids know better, or they should know how to do this and know how to do that. But you have students, mm-hmm. we have kids that come from households who've never been taught these things. And so before we judge them, let's teach them. Let's give them opportunities to learn. And so we do something called restorative circles, where they just get into a circle and we bring out certain points and topics, and they just get to share and talk about it. How has this experience impacted you? Or have you seen someone around you go through something like this? How did you respond when you saw them go through it? And so that kind of helps keep the judgment off and keeping them from judging each other, but have empathy and learning how to deal with situations like those. So that's kind of what Vajay was kind of sharing with you.
That's very important, and I appreciate you for bringing that up, the restorative circle. In some of the teachings that I've done with various populations of people here in Atlanta, well, in Los Angeles too, one thing that I've learned that I've always taken for granted, I believe, with others, is that you say a word, say mastered, and you think that we all know what that word means, but I've had to actually start some trainings with first defining the title of the program, of that particular workshop, and let everyone have an input on it, and then come to a consensus of what the word meant to us as a group, and then proceed from there. So having that empathetic experience that you're doing with the young people is excellent, because we all do, I think, have a tendency to generalize and think that everybody, you know, has the same definition for the word or the same experiences in life. And so that's very important, very important. Thank you, Dr. Lucretia.
No problem.
We have another caller, 770-330. You want to give us your name and share with you with us what you have.
Hi, my name is Yolanda Wright. I'm not sure if you can hear me okay. Can you?
Yes, Yolanda, good? Very well.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. I have had an opportunity to work with Geneva and Sting in the past, and I'm very impressed with the children's presentation, the youth presentation. But I want to go back to the question that you asked a few minutes ago in reference to what can help them, what adults can do to help the youth. And I just want to say that you guys have really already helped us by voicing your recognition of these issues, because speaking as a parent and as someone who's had a chance to work with kids in the past, there are a lot of times we do judge, as one of the youth has already said, and we don't think that you know or that you recognize that certain things are taking place or that you're experiencing certain things. But just by you saying what you're saying, you're making us aware, and that helps. That, mm-hmm. for me, I know personally speaking, that helps, so I don't have to assume, oh, he doesn't know. Oh, she didn't recognize that. Oh, she didn't see that. By you speaking up and saying that, that helps and bridges, I believe, that gap. And also, too, I recognize one of the speakers, Miss Foote. I'd like to say hi to you out there. And that's all I have to say. Thank you.
Well, thank you.
Hi.
So Yolanda, as a parent, how has Sting benefited your children and your family, actually as a whole, the programs that's been offered through Sting and some of the speakers or activities like the college tours and things like that? How has that impacted your family?
Well, my son is older. My son is an adult. But what they have done for me is they have been a source of inspiration. I very much respect what they're doing, what they're exposing the kids to, because more often than not, we tend to reach for what we see. And what STING does is they help children to see beyond their experience. And so it's been inspiring to me so that I can continue to do what I do, reaching out to others, despite whatever obstacles I have, despite whatever challenges. It's an inspiration for me as an adult to go back and reach out into the community. So I'm very inspired by the children's accomplishments as well as the program.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. So the floor is open for any other listeners that have any questions that they would like to pose to our incredible team of young people. Our call-in number, again, is 516-531-9819. And you would just hit 1 on your dial to let us know you want to speak live on air with us. That's if you have any questions or concerns, or you want to give a shout-out to the young people and what they're doing from what you've heard their testimony to be so far. We'd appreciate that if you would like to. Again, did I hear someone?
Good evening. Is it Sandy?
Yes.
Hi, this is Reverend Rashana Butler. I am Joy Butler's mother, one of the STING participants and interns, and I wanted to give my input if you don't mind.
I would love to. Yes, ma'am.
I also have the pleasure of sitting as an advisory board member with STING, Inc., and I kind of want to give my input as far as what we can do as parents and as adults to assist the younger generation as they are on this journey. And one of the things that I think STING, Inc. does a wonderful job of, and one of the things that I hope any adult that's listening is to embrace our young people as they are, allowing them to be their full, authentic, beautiful, quirky, whatever selves. That way they are comfortable to show up as they are and be their best selves at all times. And that's one of the things that I'm hoping more of us as adults will subscribe to, so that we can embrace our young people as they are and not try to change them and make them conform to our standards or society standards or speak a certain way or even think a certain way, but truly be exactly who they are, because God doesn't make mistakes. And he said that we are all fearfully and wonderfully made. And so even though they may do things we may not approve of or we may even find uncomfortable because we don't understand it, or they don't dress how we want them to dress or act how we want them to act, they are being exactly who they are, and it's a beautiful thing. So I think as adults that we just need to embrace them and to encourage them to always show up as their full selves and not to shrink for anybody, not even us.
Very well stated. Thank you so much, Ms. Butler. It's that, because that's very important. Because you know, we have these outside influences and these ideals of who we should be, but it's according to whose rules, you know. So I love how you put that, you know, to embrace them just as they are, you know, not with our input as to do this, do that, change this, change that. So thank you. That's very heartfelt, and that was how I took that. And that conformity, it does, it robs a person of their authentic self. So thank you very much. Anyone else have something burning on your mind that you would like to share with us that I haven't perhaps asked the right questions to, for you to be able to share your thoughts?
No? Okay. Well, I do hear someone just.
Sandy?
Yes.
Hey. Hi, this is Geneva again. I just wanted to chime in for a second. I am so proud of the young ladies that spoke tonight, and I wanted to make a point to make a mention to anyone who's on the call that may not have heard of Sting. We do have young boys as well, young men as well. We have mm-hmm. our young ladies at the forefront. It's sort of funny, Sandy. I'm thinking, where are the boys? And then I realize there's a
yeah.
championship game on tonight. So we may have some young men doing what young men do and just get together and watch the game. But I wanted to say a little few things about the young ladies that spoke, the young ladies from the Georgia area. Victoria did not tell you that she was the salutatorian for South Cobb High School's Medical Magnet Academy. And
oh,
so,
wow, okay.
Yes, yes, she is does have the full ride to Washington University in St. Louis, future neuroscientist. And I'm very proud of all of them. I wanted to mention that our alumni come back, which is beautiful. Idalia is an alumni and a member of the Jaguar Nation, Southern University. I'm very pleased with her doing that. And Breon is a graduating senior at Bennett College for Women. And, yes, Breon was on our very first college tour. She is also one of our summer interns. And we have a couple of other on our advisory board. We have Darius Reddick and Chelsea Williams. They are also Sting alumni that are part of our advisory board. And I did want to mention again, I don't know if I did before, Joy Butler is the person that will be helping to launch our YouTube page. She has she actively works in the audiovisual ministry at our church, and we're grateful to have her with her experience to come and help us. And Ms. Jada has already launched a business, Ms. Scholarship World. It is not easy to be rewarded $600,000 in scholarships.
Yes.
And one of the things we ask our students to do, Ms. Rashana Butler actually facilitates our scholarship search and submission workshop along with our board member, Ms. Deborah Duglin. And one of the things we always ask our students to do is look in those fine places that no one knows, that no one looks for scholarships, and also to put in the time. Make it a family affair. We usually ask on Sundays after you've had lunch, after you've gone to church, had lunch, sit down for several hours and write out those scholarship applications. And after you write a few, actually it's almost like cutting and pasting. Save your information and just keep, you know, redistributing. So I also want to mention, and I think I'm not sure who mentioned it, it may have been Joy, that mentioned that we also navigate our students to technical school and the military. We have a young man now who's finishing up his basic training, Elijah Frederick, also a graduate of South Cobb High School. Actually, he graduated in December, and he left for Fort Jackson in South Carolina a few months ago. He should be finishing up basic training in the next couple of weeks. So we do have one of our board members, Mr. Jerry Houston, which is actually another Southern University graduate from Louisiana. He's one of our advisory board members that's retired military, and that's one of his roles to expose our young people to military careers. One of the programs that our students, one of our students, and we're directing others to a program called Year Up. I don't think a lot of individuals know about Year Up because all students do not have the patience and desire to go to school for 4 years. You're up, you go to college for 6 months. You go to Atlanta Area Tech for 6 months. There are varied career paths. I know there's cybersecurity and some others. And at the end of the 6 months, you're placed in an internship. Year Up is funded by many companies in the area, I think probably like Georgia Pacific, Georgia Power, Equifax, and others. And so you are partnered with mentors and tutors to help you to get through that 6 months of class study. You have a small monthly stipend. And at the end of the 6 months, you're placed in an internship. So that is a program that we don't take advantage of enough. And Deborah Duglin, one of our board members and head of our education department, is a Posse Foundation scholarship nominator. Posse Foundation is a foundation that funds tuition to some schools that our students may or may not apply to, like Bard College, Brandeis College of Worcester, George Washington University. And what it does is after you're nominated, there are a series of interviews, and if selected, you are connected with your posse, which is the students from the Atlanta area that have been selected and have chosen the same school, and you meet once a month to get to know each other so that when you leave for college, you have a posse. You have someone there that you already know. You meet weekly. And also there are students already at those colleges. And we're pleased that Elizabeth Testemark, which is Idelia's sister, is a rising senior at the College of Worcester in Worcester, Ohio. And we have a class of 2021 graduate. That's Kayla Robinson from Pebblebrook High School that will be leaving in a few weeks to also attend the College of Worcester in Worcester, Ohio. So that was just a few little things I wanted to pop in and say. We're proud of the role that we play as part of the village. And I'll step back, and if anyone has any questions, hopefully there are others that are on the line that have questions or comments. And I do want to thank Yolanda Wright for coming on. Yolanda has a public speaking organization, Stats Free Living. They facilitated part of our retreat because we don't just have retreats. We have workshops during our retreat. And one of the things that her organization does is assist young people in learning public speaking because that definitely gives them confidence. So I thank all the ladies that came on, and I'll step back and let anyone else come in. Thank you, Sandy.
Sure. Before you step back, though, Geneva, would you tell us about the book again? I know that helps to fund the activities over at STING, the college funding book. Would you give the complete name of it again and just give us a little bit more information about how that can help?
Yes. The name of the book is College Funding Stories, Tips, and Scholarship Lists. And basically what it is we have 25 contributors that share how they funded their college education. And yes, Rashana Butler is one of the contributors. Also in the book are the list of all HBCUs. As anyone that know me know that I'm a lover of all things HBCU. They're listed by state, and also there are scholarships listed by career path. There are scholarships on engineering, journalism. I'm moving forward in the book now. Film majors, public health and medicine, et cetera. Mm-hmm. And in the back of the book is a graph that was created by Dr. Gladys M. Grant. And that graph is a little breakdown that can be probably created on Excel, where they list the name of the scholarship,
the amount, the deadline, the organization, web address, and the date submitted so that you can keep up with your scholarship list. And the book,
nice.
Scholarship Funding Stories, List Tips, and Scholarship List is available on Amazon. Thank you.
You're welcome. And is it listed as Sting as the author, or?
No, it's my name, Geneva Vanderhorst. In the event that you forget the name or can't think of all the names, just Geneva Vanderhorst, that's G-E-N-E-V-A, and my last name is V-A-N-D-E-R-H-O-R-S-T. If you just put my name in the search box, you'll pull up the book.
Excellent. Okay. Thank you. Because I wanted to make sure that we all had that information to support what you're doing. We can buy the book and give it away as a gift to a young person or to parents that have young people that could possibly, you know, like you say, start a process of sitting at the table on Sundays and, you know, going through and making, taking time as a family to put together those applications. So I appreciate you for sharing the additional information with us as well. Because, yeah, I totally agree that the four-year college and universities are not necessarily the way for all young people to go, because we need the other skills, the technical skills, the military skills, all of that. We need additional skills, and within our community, we need the plumbers and the electricians and, you know, the builders. We need all of that to have a higher quality of life within our communities. And so, yeah, we want to make sure that we're well-rounded, and that's what our youth was telling us earlier when they were saying, what can adults do, when I was asking, what can adults do to encourage or support them? And their answers were, you know, like, accept them and be respectful, appreciative of the things that they do, and allow them to be able to make their mistakes. I think that's what they were saying. That's how I'm going to say it. Allow them to make their mistakes with dignity, and that's important. So this has been just real.
I'm sorry. I know we're running out of time. I'm going to be really quick. This is Geneva again. I wanted to let everyone know of some of the upcoming events we're doing. Our staff will be, our interns will be participating in several events upcoming. This coming Sunday, we're at the Cobb Civic Center with the Amerigroup Back to School event, July 31st. Mm-hmm. Powder Springs Community Task Force Back to School event. Sunday, August 1st, we're in a parade, the National Night Out Against Crime. That parade will be over in the South Cobb area. And I think the date is Saturday, August 7th, Austell Community Task Force will be having their back-to-school event. But next Tuesday, and this is actually on Facebook also, myself and the interns will be making a public comment at the Cobb County Board of Commissioners meeting. That's the 27th at 7 o'clock p.m. And we're going to come back at 9 o'clock on August 10th at the Board of Commissioners, Cobb County Board of Commissioners meeting. That is on Facebook, and it's on YouTube, and I think it is also on Cobb County Government's webpage. So that's what we have upcoming.
Cobb County Government. Okay. Okay. All right. I'm making notes, too. Okay. That's excellent. Well, that's really good. So that will, it will be you and the interns on the 27th and on the 10th?
Well, one of our interns, Ms. Jada Foote, is leaving to go back
to go up to North Carolina A&T on August the 6th. So she will not be with us, but she will be with us for the first one. The first one at night.
Okay.
The one on the 10th is at 9 a.m. on the 10th.
Okay. I thought it was 9 p.m., but I guess.
I know, right?
With the government. Nah, they're not trying to do that.
Yeah, the 27th is 7 p.m., and the 10th is 9 a.m., Miss California time.
I know, right? Well, you know, I really was missing that male energy tonight, and I was wondering, I was like, well, maybe it's just you know? So, I know they usually come on and they're pretty lively and very direct, you know, with what they have to say. And so, but, you know, it's all about letting them have the space, too, to do what it is that they do and what they appreciate in life. So we miss them, though, so you can let them know.
I will, and you know what? Thinking about the males, I'm going to tease them because when we have our college tour road trips, we have a battle of the sexes, which is a trivia game. And the last 2 years, the girls won. So maybe they're a little upset.
No, they need to come and stand their ground. That's all. Because they, like I said, they're usually pretty vocal on here.
So Sting just went into their new building,
and I'm so proud of the advancements and the things that you've accomplished because it also is a representation to the young people to be flexible, to stay flexible, and that, you know, your prayers are answered as long as you stay on target with your goals and your dreams. So I just want to say congratulations again, and I'm so proud to see how the whole organization support one another and come together to make that the whole cycle work, you know, like the parents, the advisory board, the board of directors, the college interns, and just everyone is so involved and so dedicated to making it work like a well-oiled machine. And it's such a beautiful process to witness from the outside, you know.
And we are so grateful. We are so grateful, Sandy, and we just sort of live off the energy of each other. We are grateful.
Yes.
We're grateful for the community that we're in. We have great community support by our parents, the community, by our politicians, and that's what we're doing at the commissioners meeting, basically coming out and letting them know we're still here, this is what we're doing, and we're making a big push for our D.C. trip, which will be next spring break. And as you know, time passes fast. The only thing that we're concerned about is our fall break trip, which is, believe it or not, there's a fall break the last week of September, but we're going down to the AU Center, that's Spelman Morehouse Clark in Georgia State and possibly Kennesaw State, but some of the colleges may not have tours due to the numbers, the virus, so we're sort of watching that as well.
Okay. But I think, you know, to have the intention, because you can't control everything, you know, and things are a little different now. So it will be what it needs to be for, you know, for everybody involved. And perhaps you'll have to do it virtually again. You know, and it's just so amazing to me how we're learning this new lifestyle, and I believe that the children are more flexible than some of us older individuals because, you know, we wanted a certain kind of way because that's the way it's always been. And so I appreciate the energy of the young people. You know, like I'm looking at them all the time, like, how you just maneuver like that, you know? But they just get out of their own self way and do what needs to be done. So I'm very appreciative of them as well. So, but thank you, Geneva, and thank you, Ms. Butler, and we have Dr. Lucretia. So I'm saying a special thank you to the parents and to the adults that are helping Sting and the young people to achieve their goals. And even the older of the youth that's taking leadership positions within Sting, you guys are doing just one heck of a job, and I'm so proud and so pleased of you for holding Sting up for these 12 years and helping it to grow beyond the walls that have been erected already. So you guys are really, really just shining in the community. So thank you, thank you, thank you. So, Ms. Geneva, would you give us your contact information again? We've only got about 60 seconds left in the show.
Sure. Sandy, thank you again for letting us come on here in 2021 to present Sting to the world. Our email address, my email address is Geneva, G-E-N-E-V-A, at stinginc.org. My phone number is 404-625-6543. And our website is www.stinginc.org. We're on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And Ms. Victoria F.A. is our social media person that keeps our website, our social media updated. So thank you again, Victoria. And Sandy, thank you again. We will see you soon.
Yes, yes.
And we thank you for having us on.
Yes, you guys are so special, and I appreciate you. And I'll see you over there pretty soon.
Thank you,
the door is always open.
And continued blessings in your life and in your career. And we appreciate you, and we'll see you soon. All right, see you guys next week. Bye.